I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlifers sources report the anticipation of elementary age kids across West Virginia may be getting the best of them. After all, their version of opening day is this weekend, and we'll talk about it coming up in a moment.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
This Saturday is the Youth Squirrel Hunt in West Virginia. Starting at daylight, youngsters under the age of 13 can be in the woods ready to hunt if a guardian is along.
Youth squirrel hunt and youth deer hunt are a means that the Division of Natural Resources are using to try to recruit young hunters and get them interested in outdoor sports. And it's being used nationwide and pretty effectively as a promotion activity to get our youth involved in hunting. They have so many other activities that they're involved in, it's hard to get them involved in hunting anymore.
That's Jim Evans of the West Virginia DNR. The rules say the hunter, again, has to be under the age of 13, accompanied by an adult that holds a hunting license. Now, the adult may not carry a gun and must remain close enough to render assistance. Beyond that, Evans says it ought to be a good year.
Well, the squirrel prospects look real good. We had a good mass crop last year, and we've got a pretty good mass crop again this year. So we've got a lot more squirrels than we've had in the past out there. Hickory is limited in places, so if you can find hickory, they're going to be on it. And some cases that may be already cut out, but if you can find a good hickory patch, you're probably going to be into squirrels.
As Jim mentioned, it's another way to get youngsters started hunting at a time when they may find better success. Lots of times you find the right tree, there's no telling what could happen.
I've seen up to 10 squirrels on a hickory tree working it, and usually you only see one or two, but you know, occasionally you'll get a big old hickory nut tree and there'll be a whole family in there.
And while there are plenty of ways to hunt squirrels, slipping in and sitting quietly with your ears trained is always a promising tactic.
Yeah, that's what I the way I like to hunt. I like to move into a good area that looks like it's got a lot of mass producing trees, and sit down under a tree and see what's going to happen. And of course, that's kind of what the young hunters ought to do.
And West Virginia's Youth Squirrel Hunt again is this Saturday across the hills and hollows of West Virginia. Why not spend the day with your youngster and get out there? Also, be safe, and as always, have a good time. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.